Hairdressers are warning more industries could be facing cuts to their penalty rates if plans to reduce their entitlements go ahead. The Fair Work Commission is scheduled to hear a case involving hairdressers and stylists where workers' wages could be cut by $100 a week. The union says it's a case of a female-dominated industry being targeted. The specialist reporting team's Alison Branley reports.
We can still get like a bright colour. We can still do that, no problem.
Vanessa Watt is facing a conundrum, how to keep her client's hair pink without causing too much damage.
You like red, but I'm thinking something like this.
At her salon in regional Queensland, it's just one of the many dilemmas she faces daily.
You've got to think about the angles you're cutting the hair. There's mass involved. Trends change, and I guess that's the thing that may put us apart from electricians and plumbers.
But now there's a new factor that could set hair and beauty stylists apart from other trades: penalty rates. The Fair Work Commission will consider in August whether to extend the penalty rate cuts from retail and hospitality workers to hair and beauty workers. Hair and Beauty Australia has applied to downgrade their Sunday pay rates from double time to time and a half and reduce public holiday pay as well.
If hairdressers lose their penalty rates, who's next?
That's Australian Workers Union National Secretary Daniel Walton, who says his members are ready for a fight.
Hairdressers are sitting there going, when are my skills going to be recognised? When is my pay going to reflect the qualifications?
The Australian Workers Union has set up a special union called Hairstylists Australia and is using modern approaches like social media to wage their campaign in an attempt to engage an industry which is 90% female.
Most often, if you turn up to one of our big manufacturing sites, it's very blokey, blue collar, lots of testosterone. There's someone standing in front of them at a big meeting, giving them an update. Now, the reality of walking into a hairdresser's salon and trying to pull that on is just not going to fly.
Hair salon owners say outlets based in shopping centres and hotels are often obligated to open Sundays and are competing with retail chains paying the same rent but can pay their workers less. And the Hair and Beauty Australia Industry Association did not respond to multiple inquiries. But in their submission to the Commission, its representatives say the sector is facing increasing competition. It says,
the current penalty rates regime results in employers struggling to compete, not only with non-compliant employers, but also with the other businesses in the industry.
They argue that a reduction in rates will allow more salons to open Sundays and result in more shifts for workers. Vanessa Watt owns her own salon, but has also joined the union as an ambassador.
So I can see both sides, but I still don't think it's fair to cut our penalty rates.
It's hairdresser Vanessa Watt ending that report by Alison Branley.